What is up, everybody? Good morning, good morning, good morning. This episode of Word of a Rebel is going to focus on a necessary, unfortunately necessary, education. I was in a conversation just yesterday with a couple in which, for sure, the husband at least, I don't know about the wife, but the husband for certain, started believing that it was wonderful and amazing to be a Republican in today's society because, after all, it was a Republican who had signed the Emancipation Proclamation. And after all, according to him and historical record, the first four black congressmen elected to the U.S. Congress were also all Republican. And he started to explain how this is evidence that misinformation has been spread about the Republican Party, and he's just all about it. And you know, I've heard this from many people, unfortunately. Luckily, it's not the majority of people who believe this, but certainly enough people that it seems like the idea is spreading that somehow this thing that happens, you know, this good gesture of ending enslavement, the active form of enslavement, the more overt form of it, has been outlawed. You know, in 1863, this is like over 100 years ago, somehow that one act right there has validated anything the Republican Party has done since then in the minds of people who talk about this. So let's go ahead and break it down historically with some accurate information, factual information. Yes, my loves, Abraham Lincoln was indeed a Republican, and so were the first four black congressmen. However, we need to be clear about a few things. The Republican and Democratic Party, as we know them today, did not exist prior to, they did not exist back then. I don't know exactly when the transition happened. I'll have to look that up. But what occurred with the Republican and Democratic Party is that their constituency changed for one thing, and their active policy changed for another thing. They went after and targeted different groups. The Democrats started to target and work alongside, you know, workers' unions, civil rights movements, and whatnot, and seeking greater opportunity for people across the board. That's what the Democrats turned into. That's not what they used to be. That is what they became as a result of the pressure of the people. You understand? Listen to what I'm saying. A result of the pressure of the people to make these policy leaders change. You also have to understand that these are very, very different people. These are not the same people. We're talking over 100 years ago. These are very different people with a very different society that they grew up in, with very different goals and agendas in place. And when we look at these Republicans, since they want to say that, well, the Republicans are the ones who abolished slavery, well, let's go ahead and look at it. Number one, those Republicans, they're not the same people, like I said. And secondly, the only reason that they did it was because of economics. They did not care. This was not a human rights issue for Abraham Lincoln and other Republican congressmen of the time. This was not a human rights issue. This was a money issue. You have to look at the history of what had been occurring, the slave rebellions and revolts. The fact that Napoleon, who was an emperor, a very formidable emperor, ended up being taken down due to the expense of the Haitian Revolution. He could not manage and maintain France, Haiti, and the Louisiana colonies, as well as some of the other colonies that the French had around the world. Napoleon's empire fell as a result of how expensive it was to maintain slavery, especially when the Haitian Revolution cost so much money for him. That's why he sold the Louisiana Purchase to the United States in the first place. These Republican congressmen were seeing that. They were seeing rebellions in Jamaica and other places. We had rebellions here popping off. Slave rebellion, enslaved people, captives. These African captives were fighting back. And they did certainly have a few white allies, but there weren't a lot of them. There were a few white allies assisting along the way. But the point was that the African population was rising up. The people who were being oppressed, the oppressed population was rising up. And so these Republicans at that time realized that if they kept going with slavery in the state that it was, that at some point it would destroy the United States, just as it had destroyed Napoleon's empire, and as it was starting to crumble in many places around the world. In other words, the system of enslavement was no longer possible to be maintained and have a thriving community around it. So whenever you hear someone say that, oh, the Republicans are the ones who pushed for the Emancipation Proclamation, whenever you hear these things from anybody who's trying to bolster their support for the Republican Party as it is, remind them of this information that's in this podcast, and also remind them that actions speak louder than words. And the actions of leaders are often shaped by the people who support them. So look at your leaders. What are they supporting? What are they advocating for? Because if they're advocating for families to be stripped apart due to immigration, if they're advocating for bombing a country like Syria that is hurting, as if that somehow makes sense, that you're somehow outing an enemy. Syria is not at war with us. Syria is not. Syria had a civil war, and now we are attacking the people who are suffering. Is that what you want? Is that what your leadership should support? Are you okay with that? Because that's what Republicans support. You know, Republicans support the removal of Medicare. They want to reduce Social Security and Medicare from people who have worked and supported and built this country their entire lives. And now they want to take away, you know, those programs, or they want to reduce them. They're not saving anybody money. The majority of our budget is in military, and we are not broke. Don't let them tell you that we're broke. We're not broke. This is a very healthy, thriving country, but it's starting to get sick because the economy is suffering, because immigration is reducing. The tariffs that Trump put on some of our allies, do you understand that that limits our economy? People are not going to be more likely to buy from U.S. Like, I know that that's what he's going to say. He's trying to encourage domestic purchases. But the reality is, we don't have the infrastructure here to produce some of these goods. Every society, every civilization throughout time has had to have active and healthy trade routes with other civilizations that have the things that we need. So why would we close that off with anybody? You have to look at what your leadership is doing and ask yourself if it's wise. A lot of these decisions, they're selling it as being, oh, I'm supporting the United States. Oh, I'm trying to reduce our budget, blah, blah, blah. But they can tell you that that's what they're doing. You have to look at the situation, look at the outcome, look at the repercussions of this, and be real about it. So no, it's not the same Republican Party. Let's be honest, the Republican Party of today would not have ended slavery.